I, James B. Comey,
do solemnly swear,
do solemnly swear,
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic,
against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
All right, James Comey, the new FBI director. Wow, it's been over a decade. Robert Mueller was the last guy. And Comey heaped some praise on the former director.
It's daunting to follow Bob Mueller, but it's also a gift, given the way he's led this agency for 12 years. And I promise to do my best to uphold his legacy.
Got a tough job in front of him to be sure, especially with what we're talking about terrorism-wise, both domestically and thwarting that from international foes. And that's where we start here on this version of America Tonight. Syria, Syria, Syria. Who and what and where and why? And are we really doing this? 9% of the population, less than 9%, actually wants to see us go to war, because it is war. It is an act of war. If we're going to take 3 months and lob a lot of Tomahawk missiles and other missiles over into Syria, which there's plenty of preparation that's happening here. So we're concerned about Syria gassing their people. But then the other thing is everybody wants to keep saying, where's the proof? Where's the proof? We've had on Zach Badorf and others who have said that they've talked to people who watched other people go through this, and we've seen some of the reports of what was found. But if there's this huge cache of chemical weapons, trust me, they are hidden away somewhere where I don't care what kind of satellites we have. We do not know where they are, because wouldn't we have blown them up if that's the idea, or if that's the idea that we're going to get involved and we've stuck our foot in this, then we have to try to get those weapons. You know, so what's the plan? And that's what I wanted. What are we going to accomplish? So this is the thing. If Assad, if there is proof Assad is the guy, it is his guys, it's not rebels, because there was a theory floating around about that, that he is gassing people, what are we doing to take this dictator out? And if once that happens, what happens then? What's the plan? Who's coming in that's going to be better? And we have the other problem in this is that Russia and China are not on board with any of this, and they want to support Assad. What if they do support Assad? Do we get pulled into this even deeper? There was a great quote, and I wish I could think of it. I'm going to look it up. I'm going to find it. Winston Churchill had a great quote about war, about not knowing once you jumped in, there is no way to assume what the outcome is going to be, because there's no way to know what the outcome is going to be, and we don't know. So we want to help the people who have been gassed, but how do we help them? And how are we getting them out? How are we getting them out of the country? And the answer is no. We would be hitting them with missiles. So we're not doing, I think, anything to help the people who are threatened by this. Britain's not going. So what do we do? Are we going this alone, us and the French? And Congress approves. Let's say Congress approves it. Then what does that mean? So then are we also isolating ourselves from everybody else in the rest of the world? There is nothing but, I think, negatives on one side of the page. I mean, it's the red line in the sand. And what's even crazier to me, and I don't understand this, here we go again with the verbal jumping jacks. I mean, sorry to do it. I don't care if the president, honestly, if the president's a Democrat and I didn't vote for him, but he's incredible, or I'm giving him an 80%, that's one thing. But saying that he didn't draw the red line in the sand crap, he did. He said the red line is the Syrians using, or any country using, chemical weapons. He's the one who vocalized it. Then he's saying it's the world. So it's the verbal jumping jacks. Nobody's buying what we're selling. I don't understand this. And now this president, who there was so much hope for him when he came in, especially when it comes to relationships on foreign soil, I think he's really destroyed so much of whatever he thought was the goodwill that he had created. So is he acting responsibly on behalf of America's national security? Is he doing that, especially taking this all to Congress? I'll say it again. There is nothing but questions when it comes to the Syrian thing. And when we come out of this, how much better off are we going to be? How much better off are we going to be? And the budget implications on this, by the way, at least for the military budget, are if we have one Tomahawk missile, it's $1.5 million. We have a $500 billion budget for the military. But here's the thing. If we're in this for a while and we use a lot in the arsenal, the people who are going to pay the price are going to be the people who are part of the Defense Department, not the higher-ups, really, because they're making plenty of money. They can complain about some sequester days, but it's nothing like the people who are doing the grunt work that they need, that are really the middle class of the government. They're going to be faced with more sequester days because they're not going to be able to make up that money, because then it'll add up. It'll add up. So it's very sad to me to watch this, to see us go down this alley. And there's a reason why we're doing it pretty much alone. And can we really say this is the War Powers Act? Was that really meant for this situation? Is it meant for that? So coming out of this, I just don't see how we come out of this in a good way. I don't see how this works out for us. And look what happens when we pick a side. Look what happens. Look what happened in Egypt. Where is Mohamed Morsi now? And weren't we backing Assad before? Weren't we saying, or trying to help Assad, and saying the peaceful way was the way to go? All right, a lot of you had thoughts on not just Syria, but some other things that were happening, like Ariel Castro. So when we come back on America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. And if you want to throw in on this, you can at 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Mailbag next, here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning.
If he didn't take his own life, somebody was going to take it. He deserved it to die. You know, he kept them girls all that time, so, you know, he got what he got had coming.
It was better that he took his own life than the people in there, because then they would have got a bigger sentence and it would have just caused more chaos.
All right, so that's some of the reaction to Ariel Castro. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Talk about opinions. There were plenty of opinions on Castro and what should have happened to him. Ultimately, he was thrown away for life. This just happened. He couldn't take being confined. Imagine that, after what he did to three women, confining them when they were young girls to over a decade of abuse and horrific things. Finally, they escaped. Amanda Berry was able to escape and get the rest of the girls out to the other two girls. And so I think he was just stunned and horrified and humiliated and couldn't live in the box like he had put them in. There is something to that. So he hung himself with a bed sheet. He wasn't on suicide watch, but they were checking him every 30 minutes. And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. You know, I had a feeling about Castro bailing, and of course that's exactly what happened. But at least his victims got to confront him and see the justice be served. And that part, to me, is good, because that's who I would care about in this situation. All right, so some of you had things to say about Castro and things to say about Syria. Well, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
So this one from Joe in Illinois, who says, boy, oh boy, if I lived on that Cleveland street, I would be mortified by what had taken place with Ariel Castro. He got his just desserts, Kate. Of course, he was a coward and couldn't handle it. He couldn't handle being confined the way he confined those innocent young girls. Shame on him, and I hate to say it, but he's on his way to hell if he's not already there right now. This one comes to us from Big Joe and Little Elm. I like that, Big Joe and Little Elm. And he says, boy, oh boy, I'll tell you what, Kate, when we were dropping a line or two, as this was all going on, people in my world were talking about what a scumbag Ariel Castro is and how we would have gone after him if it had been our daughters. So maybe there is something about just desserts. He couldn't handle it, and he bailed out for the short term that he was in prison. He would have been in prison for the rest of his life. So in another way, he saved the taxpayers some money. Yeah, he didn't last very long, and it was shocking to hear that. It was a bed sheet, and that was it. He couldn't handle it. That's the thing. And there is something about that. He couldn't handle being confined to a small space, being ripped to shreds in court, and being found out with what he did. And there he had kept them in the basement and kept them locked up and made sure that there were things that went off if they tried to come up or tried to have any kind of contact when he wasn't with them. And it's just, it is just a fitting, sad, twisted end to the Castro saga. And it was just one of those mouth-opening kind of moments when you heard what he had done, especially that there was three of them, and then there was daughter born, and all that kind of stuff. All right, let's move on to something else in Syria on the minds of a lot of people. Mike in Montana says, Kate, we can't afford to go to Syria, and why do we constantly have to put our nose in where it doesn't belong? We have nothing to do with what that conflict is. It does not affect us here in the United States. Why do they keep spoon-feeding us that nonsense? We should not be in the middle of this. It will come to no good if we do get involved, don't you think? Well, that's what I keep saying. What is the plan? What's the end game? What are we going to accomplish? Why are we doing it? Is it to save face? Is it to send some warning to Assad where he'll be just so upset and worried and concerned about the West that he won't try to pull anything else? I don't think so. I'm going to agree. Also, Ray, listening to us in Vermont, says, Katie Kate, when it comes to Assad, it is like a double negative, my dear. We have to wipe him out. I am anti-war as they come. And there isn't any great justification other than the fact that he is murdering women and children and people who are innocent. Sometimes we do have to flex our muscle, even if it's not popular. I believe we need to be there, because we can't allow someone to use chemical weapons and not have any kind of retribution. But here's the thing. What kind of retribution is Assad going to get if he's got enough troops loyal to him? And he does. And the same thing just keeps on going for another couple years. Then pretty soon we'll say, oh, we're at the five-way mark. What do we do? How can we help Syria? Oh, look what's happening. And it's a problem. It's a problem if that's what's going to end up happening here. I don't see the positive ray of sunshine, the great outcome. Don't see it. And maybe I'm missing it. All right, Jerry, who's listening to us in Florida, says, what a conundrum it is, the situation in Syria. It almost seems intentional. Is Assad really the bad guy? What's happening in Syria? We don't even really understand it, but the location of the country is so vital. And if I'm Israel, I'm very concerned about what's happening in Syria. I think there needs to be a better explanation for it, Kate. And the gas, I understand, it's sad. Can you imagine if it happened here? You were talking about it. You were talking about what the reaction is to it. But at the same time, we have these kinds of situations, maybe not chemical weapons that we know of, where people are being abused and ripped to shreds and tortured and everything else, and we're not stepping into those situations. So why Syria? Well, location, 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 and Israel has to be concerned, as you pointed out. So to me, that's the reason why. Then we move a couple of quick subjects not related to the two I was just talking about. And this one from Dale listening to us in California, who says, it's not just California worried about earthquakes. Did you see the whole fracking thing and the blame that went to fracking in Ohio for a couple of earthquakes? Did you see what was happening there? That's about hydraulic fracturing or fracking. And it can't be good with the kinds of tremblings that people are starting to feel underneath their houses. Well, is fracking safe? Is it economical? Is it a safe source of clean energy? There's lots of arguments about fracking. I mean, there is a fast and furious debate about it. We've had both sides on. I love it when we get both sides. I want to hear what they say. You know, the Youngstown, Ohio says before January 2011, they never had an earthquake. Never had an earthquake. But in December 2010, the North Star 1 injection came online to pump wastewater from fracking projects in Pennsylvania into storage deep underground. And that year, seismologists in and around Youngstown recorded 109 earthquakes. The strongest was 3.9, and that was in December of 2011. So the well was shut down after the quakes. So listen, the scientists know, by the way, that fracking and wastewater injections can trigger earthquakes. It's not a big secret. But there'd have to be some kind of safety precautions that are taken if you undertake the idea of fracking. So they're saying fracking practices blame for what happened in Ohio. Wow. If you want to send me your thoughts, I'll say it again, send them to me, americatonight.net. Stay with us, some odds and ends, some other things as we poke around here. We've got a lot of things going as far as talking about Syria. You don't want to miss that. Keep it here on America Tonight.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Won't be trite, real name, no gimmick.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back, back, back again. Shady's back, back, back. Tell a friend, friend, friend. Guess who's back, guess who's back. Guess who's back, guess who's back. Guess who's back, guess who's back. Guess who's back, guess who's back.
I created a monster, and somebody won't like to see Marshall no more. They want Shady, I'm trapped living.
Finally, we've been waiting for a long time for this, and it's here. We kicked things off with college football this past weekend, and now Thursday night football action back in the house. 17 weeks of football plus the playoffs. Brandon Lang, he is so entertaining, man, and he is the master blaster when it comes to handicapping. Brandon, what's your, like, your average is crazy off the charts. Last time I looked, it was nuts.
Yeah, but, you know, it's funny. You're only as good as your last winner, and that's the frustrating part of doing what I do is you don't win enough to satisfy the people that need you to win. So the 7, 8, 9, 10-day winning streaks, you know, today I had the Mets, a nice underdog winner in baseball. That's my third straight winning day. But if I lose tomorrow, nobody remembers the three straight losing days. They're pissed because they lost on Thursday. So no sleep for the weary. It's trying to win every day, trying to win every week, and it's not so much what you do from the standpoint of, let's say, 67% or 75% with people asking, well, what's your percentage? Not about so much the percentage as putting together winning days that lead to winning weeks, that lead to winning months, that lead to winning years. And that's kind of the consistency that I'm looking for. And September and football off to a good start last weekend by getting the winning week, heading into that first big, fat, juicy weekend of the NFL. Oh, my, it doesn't get much better than that.
No kidding. And the kickoff game is great. You have the Ravens at Denver and the Broncos, Peyton Manning. I mean, this is the big year, I think, for Peyton Manning, an even bigger coming out party. In this matchup, what do you think happens here? Denver, the line is 7.5.
Yeah, people tell me all the time I'm too hard on Peyton Manning, and I'm like, why? The greatest regular season quarterback in NFL history. Nobody better in the regular season. But something that shocks people when I tell them the next stat, some people know it, some people don't. But Peyton Manning's career playoff record, He's 10-12. Joe Flacco, in the NFL for only 6 years, has a career playoff record of 9-4. He's got one less win than Peyton Manning in half the season. So that kind of shows you the failures of Peyton Manning in the NFL playoffs. Yeah, he won a Super Bowl, but I don't think that Super Bowl win over the Bears was as much Peyton Manning winning as Rex Grossman losing it. So Brother Eli's got two. Peyton's got one. Line 7.5. I don't know if you can mess around with the side. I don't, for me, see how this game isn't going to go over the posted total of 49.
All right, so look for that. We'll look for that as a big play. Another game that I think is kind of intriguing anyway on the board, and of course there are a bunch of them. It's the first game out of the chute, but for some reason I have my eye on this, and maybe it's because I'm obsessed with this whole Jets thing and what they're going to do and Rex Ryan and whatnot. Tampa Bay is favored by 3.5. The Jets are hosting Tampa Bay. Say it ain't so that the Jets won't cover that line.
Well, the funny thing about it is that the Jets' career against Tampa Bay, they're 6-0. They've never lost to them. Now you got Revis coming in. Now you got Tampa Bay, a 3-point favorite. Now you got, you know, Geno Smith. Now you got, I mean, there's just so many tangibles that you can't handicap in this game. But I'm inclined, as crazy as it sounds, I'm inclined to take the home dog. It's not a game I'll wager on my own. It's not a game that I'll really watch on TV, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Jets, a home dog, would be the right play in this game.
All right, so Jets. How about this? This is a late game, 4:25 kick on Sunday. I just like this matchup, but the Packers and the 49ers, I think this is pretty tough to handicap this one, don't you think?
Well, they throw that big, fat, juicy 4.5 number out there, and that's a number that, you know, it's a tough number to lay. You're up 10 late, backdoor touchdown, Aaron Rodgers trying to drive late. Bottom line is this, it's either going to be a 49er blowout, or it's going to be a close game, and it's going to be a field goal game. I just know one thing. I don't believe Green Bay letting Jennings go is just going to be something they just get over and go forward. I don't know. I've always said this the last couple of years, especially since Jim Harbaugh took over. The right side of any game involving the Niners at home is the Niners. You have to lay the number and force the other team. I believe Jim Harbaugh is on a 13-3 run against the spread as a home favorite. Underneath a touchdown, I'll force Green Bay to go in there and cover that number. They got blown out in the NFL playoffs. I don't know if they get blown out as badly, but awful hard to go against the Niners with a value number of less than a touchdown.
Yeah, there you go. The Sunday night game, I love Sunday night because we've already been through the war during the day. Then we can cool our jets on Sunday night. The Cowboys are hosting the Giants. The Cowboys right now favored by 3. What do you think?
It's funny. Giants have won since the new stadium. Giants are undefeated in that stadium, and that's something that I kind of look at. They play well there. They play well against Dallas. Eli seems to have their number. I know people are high on Dallas, but I always say that home team laying that 3 number always seemed to be a trap number, and I'm inclined not to fall for that trap. I'll take the Giants plus the 3.
What do you think for you as you look? I mean, first of all, when you prep and you go into the week, you obviously look at all the games on the board, and what do you think is the best game, period, on the board for somebody who's betting?
Week 1's hard because you really can't gauge what has gone on from the preseason. So I've said this since I came on and started doing media when the movie came out. Always tread real lightly, only in week 1 when you can see the starters playing the full game and you get a better understanding of personnel that first week. I've said that. To me, of the entire slate on Sunday, to me the most intriguing game is Atlanta going into New Orleans. To me, that I just think Matt Ryan versus Drew Brees, Sean Payton back, Saints at home, Atlanta's the big bully, here they come, everybody talking Falcons Super Bowl, other than Denver Ravens, how that game plays out. First of all, I think it goes over the post total as well, but just seeing Atlanta having to open up the road with Payton being back, to me, that's the most intriguing game on Sunday.
Yeah. When is it, you know, when you sit and you lay all this stuff out, what is your jam day? What is the day that is really the craziest for you in the week as you get ready for, well, really the Thursday night game, but really for the Sunday action?
It's today. It was today, putting the pieces together. But then on Friday afternoon, when I've seen the NFL lines move from Monday through Friday, Friday's a big prep day. And believe it or not, Saturday when I'm finalizing what I'm going to do and where my big play, because I'm always about the, you know, the big play. I'm always about releasing that one play. A tip I give people who want to wager for entertainment purposes only is always have that one play you like. There's other plays that you like, you know, bet those smaller, but never let those other plays. For instance, if I have one play I really like, I'll put $100 on it. If there's two other plays I like, maybe I'll put $30 on those two plays. So if I end up hitting my big play but lose my two smaller plays, guess what? I had a winning day because I hit my big play. That's how I've kind of always done it. All these friends of mine bet five, six, seven games, and they bet them all the same. And then they go, God, I just love that one game a little more, and I didn't bet as much on it. Well, and there's your mistake. And that's kind of how I approach it. So Saturday I'll finalize what that one big play is. I got an idea right now who it is, but I just want to check a couple more things, see where that late line move is, make sure I'm not on a game that the public's hammering 2-3 points, and then Saturday night I'll pull the trigger.
Nice. Okay, Monday night there's a couple of games. The one that we're interested in is Eagles and the Redskins. RG3 back for some action. Is it going to be a good game for him?
I think so, just because Philly's defense is going to be their problem. I think offensively they're going to be fine. I think offensively with the up-tempo and what they're going to do, I think they're going to be fine offensively. I think their holes are going to be on the defensive side, and I love what Shanahan's doing. I love what they're doing as a football team. I think we're in for a high-scoring game between Philadelphia and Washington on Monday night.
Yeah. And if this is the first time you've heard Brandon Lang on our show, really cool. He kind of alluded to it since he started doing media after the picture, the Hollywood movie that was made after Brandon Lang, Two for the Money, telling really your story. Still so cool to me that you have your story on the screen, and the actor who played you is Matthew McConaughey. It's very cool. Al Pacino's in the movie. I just rewatched that the other day. When's the next movie coming out? Do you have any other movies coming out that are based on your life?
No. There's a show that's getting a lot of hype called Money Talks on CNBC Prime about a handicapper in Vegas that runs a boiler room operation. He's a very dear friend of mine. He asked me to be in the pilot, so I'm in the pilot. I'm not a regular on his show, but he wants me to come in and make little cameos from now and then. And I told him I'd do it because he's a very, very dear friend. It's called Money Talk. I think it airs on CNBC Prime 9 p.m. next Thursday night. That's the next thing you'll see me in mass media. But I've always said to you, that the only thing that matters in life, because I'm 50, my wife's 40, she looks 20, is that as I get older, maybe a little chubbier, maybe a little more balding, I can always walk in that bedroom and say, honey, close your eyes. Here comes Matthew McConaughey. And at the end of the day, Kate, that's all that matters.
I love that. All right, check him out at BrandonLang.com. He is the best. Brandon, thanks so much.
All right, Kate, talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
And healthy, extremely wealthy. Swung in the trees and did as I pleased. I thought I was rich. Oh yeah, some sweet seduction. I can feel the suction. Reaching my palm and doing no harm. Just thinking to feels. What a bitch.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo, And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're hitting our final turn here for this hour of America Tonight. Don't forget, coming up in our next hour, our first Nail the Score. If you have one eye open, if you have half an eyeball open, it's a lot of fun. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call, say which team you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It doesn't take incredible knowledge to pick. It's just like picking lottery numbers or Keno numbers or bingo numbers for that matter. I mean, of course, I guess they're calling out the numbers and you're circling them on a card. But it's easy. Get it? And it's fun. So if you are out there shaking and baking, participate. Because you could be a winner. You'll have fun playing anyway, and we'll talk a little football in between the mix, because for goodness sake, we can't talk about Syria the entire show. Whew. Or we could, probably. But we want to take a little break from that, right? So we will take a little break from that. And like I said, that's coming up. In the meantime, we're going to get ready for that by taking a look at some of the possibilities, a couple of the matchups, and mixing in a few other things too, by the way, along the way. The the big news besides, I think, Syria is probably Ariel Castro. A lot of people still reacting to Castro's death in prison, the fact that he would have spent the rest of his life in prison for kidnapping three young girls who became women while they were in his house, impregnating one of them, and then supposedly he had gotten one of them pregnant again and again and was aborting the babies. There was some kind of controversy over that. I mean, regardless, what happened with him was just absolutely heinous. I mean, absolutely ridiculous. So a lot of you sent emails about that, and we will do an email segment a little bit later as well on this show. But, as I said, we're kicking off our very first Nail the Score for this season anyway. And it all starts, the season really rolls out on Thursday nights, where our pal down under, Jack Alexander, joins us because he's decided, since he's never covered the NFL, but he likes to brag and he thinks he knows the game, that he's going to try to go up against me in picking the winners this week in the NFL. Jack, what's happening?
I'm looking forward to it, Kate.
You know, sometimes there is such a thing as beginner's luck.
That is, as a poker player, yes, that is very true.
And, you know, that's why I say, when I say nail the score, you don't have to know football. Because really, it's true. Really, when people bet on football games, they're just, they can look at statistics and they can tell you they're brilliant at analyzing things. But baloney, there is a little bit of luck involved sometimes in picking games and figuring the odds. But you and I are just doing it straight up, so we don't even have to worry about that. The first game that kicks off the season is the Ravens at the Broncos. And you're a big Denver head, so I can't imagine you're going to pick against the Broncos, are you?
No. Denver all the way. Peyton Manning is just, he's been a breath of fresh air into the Broncos. We've had a couple of bad quarterbacks over the last four or five years, so now we're back in the game.
You mean Tim Tebow was a bad quarterback?
Actually, yes. From looking at it from an outsider's perspective, and I'm still learning the rules of the game, watching Tebow, look, when he threw a Hail Mary and it landed, it was perfect. And, you know, Tebow is well known for that. But, you know, you can't win week after week on Hail Marys.
Yeah, I agree with that. You can't win week after week. He's not an NFL quarterback, so John Elway knew that. That's why he always had that mysterious look on his face. He was glad to see Tim Tebow go. He's a good guy. So you and I both agree. I say Denver, you say Denver. Of course, there is one big missing element from Denver, and it's Von Miller. He's out for 6 games, and he is a stud of a player, so that might cause them problems down the line. But it doesn't matter at this point, because I think with the Ravens at home, it might be a close game, but I think Denver wins that one too. Okay, the Patriots and the Bills, the Pats are on the road, and the Bills are hosting them. New England, I'm just going to throw this in here, even though we're not going by the lines, New England is actually favored by 11 in this one. Who do you like, Jack?
I'm actually going for the Patriots in this.
Yeah, it's a layup. It's not even worth discussing. The Patriots, even though they're missing Aaron, I'm a criminal, Hernandez, it doesn't matter. The Bills are going with a quarterback who's never even played in the pros, so I'd say the Patriots should probably crush them. All right, the Bears and the Bengals, this one is in Chicago, and this could be a really actually tight, interesting game. Who do you like in this one?
I'm going for the Bengals.
All right, so you say the Bengals.
Yeah.
This is Marv Lewis's team, and he's been the coach there actually for 11 years. I like this guy, but I'm going to go with the Bears on the other side. I think the Bears win this one, but it's going to be close. This one could go really either way. All right, so we go from the Bengals and the Bears to, let's see, Week 17, it's going to be a long season. All right, the Browns and the Dolphins, and this one is in Cleveland. It's pretty, I think this is almost a pick 'em. I'm giving you a hint here. It's pretty much even. You could go either way in this one. Who do you like?
I'm actually going for Miami in this.
Yeah, I'm going for Miami too. So we both agree on that. Miami.
But, yeah, I think there'll be less than a touchdown in it.
Oh, yeah. With an even the way it is, the oddsmakers couldn't even decide. All right, the Lions are hosting the Vikings. I'm just going to tell you out of the gate, I'm going with the Lions all the way in this one. I think they'll make havoc for the Vikings, and I think this is going to be a good year for Detroit. The city is just getting hammered in all directions. I like the quarterback for this team, Matty Stafford. He's someone I watched in high school. He grew up just down the street from where I am. So I think he's going to have a big year, and I think this is going to start off the year in a big way. What do you think?
Actually, I'm going for the Vikings. I just think that they're just going to – it's going to be one of those miracle games. It'll be one of the shocking games of this round.
Whoa.
All right, well, of course, the mothership is in Minnesota, so maybe Jack is sucking up to the mothership, and that's a good thing. The Raiders and the Colts in this one. Indy is favored by 10+. Who do you like, Raiders and the Colts?
Look, I'm definitely going for the Colts. I think they're going to kick the Raiders all the way back.
I do, too. There's no chance the Raiders are winning this game. Falcons and the Saints. It's in New Orleans.
I'm going for the Saints. I just think they're going to be far too strong for Atlanta.
Saints. I'm going for the Saints, too. I think so, too. I think home game, no way. Buccaneers and the Jets. The Jets are hosting the Buccaneers, and they're playing with Geno Smith, and there's all kinds of problems in Jetland. For that reason, though, I am going with the Jets. What do you think?
Buccaneers.
Oh, my family lives in Tampa. They're dying to get me to go down to Florida, go see the Eagles play the Bucks in a couple of weeks. All right, Titans and the Steelers. The Steelers naturally are favored in this one. What do you think?
I think the Steelers are going to take it.
Not even worth commentary on that one, I agree. No. Seahawks and the Panthers. Seahawks are favored by 3.5. The Seahawks could have an interesting year this year. I'm going to go with Seattle.
Yeah, same here. Seattle.
Okay, Seattle's going to be too strong. All right, then we have Chiefs and the Jags. Who do you like in this one?
Chiefs all the way.
Chiefs. I'm going to say the Chiefs, too. I don't like the Jags. They never do well. They're not going to do well this time around, at least in this matchup. The Rams and the Cardinals. This is a tight one.
This is one of the harder ones, but I'm going for the Cardinals.
All right, Cardinals, and I'm going to go for the Cardinals, too. Then we have the Packers and the 49ers. This might be the toughest one to pick on the game of the week. I'm going to go with the 49ers in this one. I think they have the depth, the home field advantage. Aaron Rodgers is great for the Packers, but I think Kaepernick is going to be stronger, and I go for the 49ers. What do you say?
No, I'm turning the torch the other way.
Packers. All right, we're going to squeeze in a couple more. Giants and the Cowboys. Who do you like there?
Giants.
I like the Giants, too. We both like the Giants. Finishing things out, we got a couple of Monday night games, and the Monday night games are Eagles and the Redskins. Who do you like? I'm going with the Eagles.
I knew you'd be going for the Eagles, but unfortunately the Redskins are going to be plucking the Eagles' tail feathers.
All right, and the last one, Texans and the Chargers. What do you think?
Houston all the way.
Houston all the way. I say Houston, too. All right, we disagree on a few. This could be interesting. Think of a wager. We might make one. Thanks, Jack. We'll do it again next week, our pal down under. Thanks for listening to ATN.
Have a good one, Kate.
Thank you.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.